A lot of the cultural issues you hear about from China are at work in this play. In the opening scene, the hero, Sunny, is born, and she's thrown in the pig slop bucket because her parents want a boy. She survives and ends up working like a dog to put her brother through school. The plot is driven by Sunny's desire to get wealth and power. She's a janitor, and she wants a promotion. In this scene, she meets an older worker who explains the power of positive thinking.
Action molds character. Character creates destiny.
So, when you do your personal power position and say your
mantra of the week,
what happens?
It reroutes the circuits of my brain and brings me 2 steps closer to changing my fate. Try it.
Oh, I'm on duty.
No one controls your brain. You can clean tile and change your fate.
Later on, Sunny meets the self-help guru, Mr. Destiny. He helps a crowd chant, 3, 6, 9, 11, we will make this life our heaven. Sunny gets fired up. She believes it's her destiny to be rich and powerful, and she gets that promotion. But it leads to a grim ending when she sees there's more to life than money. The playwright, Francis Yachu Kawig, says a lot of this ideology is imported from America.
The most popular, the best-selling genre among migrant workers is self-help books, many of which are translated from Western self-help books like The Secret.
Kawig's play, The World of Extreme Happiness, started with her interest in the life of migrants. Her parents worked in the U.S. State Department when she was growing up, and she lived in various places, including China. So when she was commissioned to write a new play, she wanted to write about migration.
Probably because I feel like a migrant or a refugee, or because I've always moved. It's kind of like the cliche of the army brat or the diplo brat who keeps moving, and is just more comfortable in that type of lifestyle.
Kawig is working on 2 more plays now about life in the People's Republic. She says there aren't many plays about China in Western literature, and she plans to fill that gap. Stephen Oxman agrees. He's the theater critic for Variety. Oxman says what's impressive about this play is its ability to capture all the social forces shaping modern China.
We have such a minimal understanding of China that the arts and theater are a really good way simply to educate Americans about what's happening in China. So I think that it is a fascinating play and that people will find it, at the very least, intriguing and, in many cases, bold.
The World of Extreme Happiness opens at the Manhattan Theater Club next month. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.